if you're pointing out something nearby and you want to attract somebody's attention, you might say to them, hey, a term of exclamation, sort of. And you're pointing out something nearby, you might say, hey,
look at this.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you're a parent trying to get a child to pay attention to you,
I'd say, listen here. Now look here.
If you want to know how many times, you might ask somebody, if you want to know how many times they did this, you might say, how blank do you go to town?
How often do you go to town?
You agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that because you don't think it's right or something. Or I'm not going to vote for that guy, say Maynard Jackson again. If he says, I'm not going to vote for Maynard Jackson, you might say, well,
vote for whom he pleads.
If you agree with him.
Oh, I'd say, I'm not going to vote for him either.
Mm-hmm.
And I would. Of course, I didn't the first time.
As a last resort, you might say, black am I, or, well, if he'd said this thing, and, you know, if he said, I'm not going to vote for so-and-so, then you might
say, neither am I.
Mm-hmm. What do you call this part of the head?
Part.
If you go to the barber, you have him cut your what?
My hair.
And when you get up and shave, what do you cut off?
Beard.
And if you haven't shaved in weeks, so what are you growing?
I'm growing a beard.
What do you call the hair that grows up here now?
What's that?
What's this?
That's your sideburn.
No, this. This.
Oh, your ear?
Yeah, which ear?
That's your left ear.
What's this now?
Right ear.
Where would an old-time storekeeper keep his pencil if he wasn't using it?
Behind his ear. I used to do it too. Until it came out with L shot.
Which ear would he keep it behind?
Well, he used to keep it behind his right ear because he's right-handed.
If someone's mumbling, you might say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth.
What's this part of your body here?
His throat.
And what's this whole thing here?
That's your neck.
If somebody got a chicken bone stuck here, you'd say he got a chicken bone stuck in his what?
Throat.
And what do you call the little part that kind of sticks out there?
Adam's
apple. Does the term goozle mean Adam's apple? Does it mean anything to you? The term goozle? Have you ever run
I've heard it a million times. They say you're going to mash your goozle out. Or something. Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
What does it refer to?
It's something in your throat, isn't it?
I don't know.
I don't know. That's what I think.
It can vary.
That's
does
what
it mean
I
your whole throat or your Adam's apple is what I'm
thinking. The Adam's apple is what I thought. Nice uh-huh. Goozle
apple. Huh.
That's what I think.
You have your dentist look at your what?
Teeth.
And if he has to pull one, he says he's going to pull a what?
A tooth.
The flesh around your teeth is what?
Gum.
You say, speaking of this part right here, you say you can hold a baby bird in the what?
Palm of your hand.
When you get mad and you double them up, what do you call it? And if he shook one, you said he shook his what at the man?
Fist.
Okay. What do you call a place like that where you've been? Or
your wrist, or knee.
Places
or
where
ankle.
Bones come together
yeah.
Generally in
joints.
Mm-hmm. The upper part of a man's body is called his what?
This part. Oh, his abdomen. No, his shoulders and head.